In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. The finale, the wedding season has sprung. It's almost like this episode officially begins wedding season for us, for the world, right?
Yeah, it like launched us, into it. And the way when we found out, because we get to watch these episodes before, and we were like, all right, when are we getting the last episode?
Right.
At the speed that I clicked on this episode to watch, I was like, I gotta know.
Right.
There are very few episodes or very few shows that I get like this excited about that I like have to know the ending. What about you? What did you think of it?
Well, I gotta say, you know, you kind of lose track of this idea that there's an ending to this. Like the, because I guess to me, it's like you've come this far and you're going to do the wedding. How would you ever say no? Like, I think it's actually you have a screw loose if you're inviting people to this barn style wedding, wherever in the countryside of Washington State that they are, and saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, that is insane. So,
yeah, you should know by then.
I guess I didn't expect the will they, won't they of it. Like, I, you know, as we've talked about here, and I'm going to say I was wrong, the idea that this kind of like the fun of this show, Love is Blind, to me was always a mountain. It started slow. It got to a peak. It kind of, you know, tallied off at the end. They get married, kisses, and happy endings.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's more mountain up to a peak and then kind of like goes down a little bit. And then you jut up into this like final, you know, explosion, because I was legitimately shocked by what happened on this episode. What did you think?
Me too. I screamed.
Scream.
I was actually yelling at the TV. I'm like by myself at home, like middle of, you know, the workday, just like watching this while I'm like sending emails. And I was like, no,
I will say to you, I said, come on. I literally did a come on. It did. You know, an ending is good. And honestly, like, you know, to get one out of the four weddings, I can't even believe the order they went in. Like the idea that your most exciting one was really the second one, the Paul and Micah, was really the meat of this episode. They didn't even give it. Like, I was like, if they had left Paul and Micah to the end, I would have gone, oh, okay, something's up, because I didn't see it coming. I honestly didn't.
I didn't either.
Let's start with, we'll go through chronologically, but what would you, to start off, we have some news that has, and also the way people watch this. I mean, this is called The Bachelor, so we have to acknowledge The Bachelor as kind of the background of where this show comes from. When we do The Bachelor, you know in real time what people think, what people feel. And then, like, that night, you can kind of process, and the next morning we can do the podcast, and I know what people are kind of talking about. This show, it's such a slow burn. I now, like, last night, I was out at the Comedy Cellar, and another comic, he's like, are you watching? And I'm like, I get them all before. I go, I said to him, I go,
Watched.
I go, I'm ahead of you. And he goes, don't tell me. He goes, the wedding episode? I go, you're going to be surprised. He goes, don't say another word. Like, this is like a guy I would never think of that watches this. And I'm like, and he's like talking about who he likes, who he doesn't like. And it is interesting just the way, just because of the way it comes out in chunks, that you don't really get a feel for what people are talking about. And the feeling, or maybe because we're watching it before, I kind of like walk away from it. So I'm not in it at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I end up watching it initially, and then I rewatch it like the day before we record just to refresh my memory. And that's when I can like really pay attention to like certain details. I watch it with Samantha. We like are via text going back and forth being like, no, I can't believe this happened, or, you know, saying all these different things. But I get DMs all the time being like, if we post something or whatever, they're like, spoiler. I'm like, babe, it's been 5 days.
Right.
Like, how do you not have 3 hours?
It's yeah. get your life together, kid. Yeah.
You don't have a 3 hour window to just binge watch Love is Blind. And
starting at 12 a.m. the night they come out. What's wrong with you?
So yeah. Crazy.
So, I mean, we'll start with Love is Blind news. Jackie is in the news. She made a Jackie of Jackie and,
Marshall
fame, who was seen at a baseball game with Josh. The love triangle continues. What was her statement? I don't get into I'm sorry. Yeah. As we said last episode, I don't look for apologies I never asked for. So what was Jackie's statement?
So it wasn't very long, but the statement was, I've seen the latest episodes and that have premiered on Love is Blind, and I must speak the truth. Marshall and I were broken up before I saw Josh at the coffee shop. I'm wearing different clothes, my hair is styled different, and at the end of the video, I say, I don't know if I'm going to be with Josh. I'm not sure what the reason is for playing the coffee shop date before the breakup to restate that Marshall and I were broken up before Josh and I had coffee, had our coffee shop date. As for the ring, Marshall did not pay for the ring. Love is Blind paid for all the rings.
Okay, so I mean,
she's just basically talking about, like, I guess the order, the edit,
right?
How we always have like the reality show edit. She's like, this is not how it happened.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's apologizing to idiots. You know, like if anyone was like, well, oh, I saw you were with Marshall after you went on a date with Josh. It's like, you're an idiot. Like her apology is to nothing. Like, it's not like I acted. Whatever, like,
she didn't even apologize. No. It was just like, I just want to let you know that this is not what happened.
I actually respect it. I mean, I don't respect it because she's speaking back to stupid people, which I don't think any of us should acknowledge. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone willingly doesn't get it, that editing happens and that, of course, they made it look like, you know, like, if
it's
you're
reality TV, right, it's entertainment.
Just because you saw it in an order doesn't mean that's, if you believe that the most evil, you know, sequence of events happened, you're an idiot. You know, like but I guess Jackie has been sucked in by idiocy and now she looks somewhat dumb to me, you know? So, but I do respect that she's not being like what Irina did, which is apologizing for being who you are. Where I respect Jackie's statement more than I respect Irina's.
It's silly. Like, who cares
at
this point? Like, if responding back to so many people for what? And what's this going to do?
Right, nothing.
Redeem her on social media. Everybody's going to be like, all right, you know what? Let's all follow Jackie again.
Right, the idiots who believe that you went on a coffee date before breaking up with Marshall aren't going to go, oh my God, thank you for clearing that up. Let me just follow your fashion journey now. Yeah, no, it's over. Okay.
Fashion journey.
Okay, so name this episode. What would you call it?
Mm-hmm. So I said love was 75% blind. I honestly had to do the math. I was like, okay, I guess there were four couples that got married, but I didn't include...
Right.
But I didn't include Jackie and Marshall just because they were...
No!
That was over. That was canceled, like, beforehand. But I can't... Man, this episode was crazy. I wish they had done it in a different order. I agree with you. I wish they had.
I don't even wish they did. I'm like, I'm surprised they didn't. As far as, you know, to go back to editing, I'm surprised that they didn't leave the big finale, you know, the big shocker as the ending. But I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it was a very entertaining, like, reality watch. Like, I think the best reality watches are the ones where you can, like, zone in at a certain part, kind of zone out at a certain part, like all the nuptials, I was like, enough.
You know? I so badly wanted to just fast forward until they were both like, I do or right. I don't.
Right.
Like, I was like, come on, let me just. But then I was like, I have to know what's going on so I'm able to talk about
right.
it.
Well, Paul and Micah almost made me respect watching that more because I'm like, all right, you're going to say I do. You're going to say I do. You're going to say I love you. Love is blind, whatever. I love was 75% blind is very good. I had Everyone Has the Same Wedding, which brings me to a question. Okay. I called it Everyone Has the Same Wedding. Okay. So this brings up a red flag or a hypothetical. A would you rather? Okay.
Okay.
You are going to get a beautiful barn style Washington State wedding, band, everything paid for. Let's call it this wedding that they get. I would say it's $100,000 wedding. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say for even money. But you find out you're going to have the exact same wedding as three other women. Minus you get pink flowers, maybe, in Micah's case. Or in Chelsea's case.
Chelsea's, right. Yeah.
Would you do it to have...
Yeah.
Yeah, you would?
Period.
Done.
I am very much a girl who I would definitely... I would elope. Like, I don't need the flowers, the this, the that. I don't need any of that. Like, I'm chill without it. It's one day of your life. The thought of spending that money, like my own money, on flowers makes me ill. I'm happy for everybody else who does that, but it couldn't be me. So if you want to pay for that, right. Great.
Well, it's
let's do it.
I would say you're. I don't know what the norm is. I don't know what but I can't believe that four women were like, I don't care that mine looks exactly like. The next
walking
woman's.
Down the same aisle,
like
a weekend later right. or like 2 days later,
right?
With the same setup, the flowers are wilting. It's
right. right, like the leftovers. You're getting like the old chicken from the last weekend. Yeah, it is so funny to me. It's like, okay, would you? I guess the hypothetical is like, would you take a $50,000 wedding that was your own or a $100,000 wedding? That everyone sees on TV that you had the exact same wedding as the next as three other women. It is shocking to me. And
yeah.
Maybe
what about you? What would you do? What's your choice?
I would take the free expensive wedding over the cheaper wedding of my choice.
Yeah.
You know, like I
yeah.
because I guess I'm surprised that Chelsea had some pink flowers, and she'll tell herself, she seems like the type to tell herself, oh, I had my own day. And it's like, well, you didn't. You had the exact same, we have it on video, you had the exact same wedding as Tiffany, as Micah, as Bliss, you know? And it is funny to me that like, and I guess if you had your wedding at a similar venue to a friend, you would have moments where you're like, oh, it doesn't feel as special because you would see they have the same thing as you, but you don't have to see that. This is like, it's so you're, next to each
visually
other.
Visually seeing it.
right.
Yeah. I think I would just take the free wedding, fine, because I truly cannot personally justify spending that kind of money on it. So
I would rather have 10 pass around hors d'oeuvres at the cocktail party than three.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, that amount, that's the difference between a $100,000 wedding and a $50,000 wedding is, you know, the $50,000 is a big charcuterie table with like one pass around hors d'oeuvre and a $100,000 is like 10 different pass around hors d'oeuvres. I'm always opting for the 10. It's 10 piece band versus one guy with a guitar that can sing a bunch of songs. So I would
or a DJ that's like playing the cha-cha slide.
right. I'm taking 10 piece band over.
Yeah.
That's free. That I don't care whose it looks like versus the other version, which is mine, but cheaper.
maybe everybody's flowers were pink, but because they started off with Chelsea, they just like faded into everything else.
Right.
I can't believe Brett accepted the wedding.
Yeah, the more we learn about Brett, the more you go, oh, this guy's going to not be the easiest to live with, maybe. You know, like
he's not super chill.
No, your bedside table better be organized in the morning. Like, it is going to be... Yeah. Like, did you move the remote control case? Like, it feels like that is Brett's vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights out on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with this exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It is targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. It is amazing. I've been wearing it for years now. It fits me so well, and I'm not kidding you. When they say it doesn't roll down, it does not roll down, and it hugs you in all the right places. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental, change your clothes.
Okay, so let's go to Chelsea and Kwame's wedding. We get the end of Chelsea and Kwame's wedding. Now, to start this, we last chunk's episodes, we talked about how amazing Kwame's sister was and how we were like, we love Kwame's sister. She's the bedrock of this family and his ability to like move forward and how shocking it was. There's a rumor online that Kwame's sister is a paid actress, which is when someone brought that to my attention, I laughed maniacally. I was like, that is fantastic rumor, whether it's true or not. What do you think about Kwame's sister maybe being a paid actress?
I mean, the thought of that is so funny because I'm thinking about the detail they're talking about.
Right.
Before she goes in and meets Chelsea, and she's like, we used to share the same bed, like growing up, and like you'd always kick me, or like, you know, making up these like fantastical stories right. that you would have with a sibling. And if she was a paid actor, first of all, is the brother real too? He didn't really say much. So it's like, what? Also, is Chelsea going to know? Or like, does Chelsea know?
It says something for how little we trust that Kwame wants to be married to Chelsea. The rumor is a reflection on our feelings of Kwame and whether we trust his wanting to get married to Chelsea. The rumor is a judgment of Chelsea and like how much we think that she is just like crazy to be like needs to be married and her whole vibe. It is such a funny thing for someone to even make up,
especially if he you know, goes into this and he ends up saying yes. It's like, okay, well, what are the repercussions of you saying yes and having a fake sister? And then you're going to have to be like, ooh,
well,
by the way.
I guess it makes sense if, like, we come to the live reunion, which, if you're listening right now, we will do a recap of the live reunion that's happening Sunday night. And we're going to do a Tuesday for everyone listening right now. We're going to do the live reunion recap. If we find out that they've broken up post show, we know why. But also, the liar's move is for Kwame to bring on an actress who plays his sister, and then
that's so bizarre.
Do the wedding, look like the good guy, get everything that comes with the show, and then it didn't work out after the fact, and she's like, mm-hmm. I never saw the sister again. We never find out she's a paid actress. Like, that's the way to go. That's the way you wiggle out of this if you're Kwame. So I could understand how, like, listen, you go on the honeymoon and then you come back and things don't work out and she's not going to go, well, let me talk to your sister. You know, I think you could get away with it.
And it's also really what could, you know, alter my brain into thinking that this is a paid actress is the fact that she was so overly supportive.
Right.
And I mean, the brother wasn't saying much. The brother was like, you know what? Like, it's hard to change mom's mind. Like, was pretty silent during that time in person before the wedding. And then she was like, I mean, over the top, over the moon. It's hard to go against your parents like in that. I mean, didn't even give a fuck.
It was like a cameo on a sitcom from like TGIF days. Like, my sister's coming home. And then the sister, and then everyone's like, woo! Like, and then the sister's a big personality. Yeah, it was so unexpected. And so that's why the rumor holds some water. I created a hypothetical for this situation. Okay? Okay, so the rumor is Kwame's sister's a paid actress. Would you pay an actor to be one person at your wedding? And who would you pay that person to be?
Man, that's a good one.
Right? Because, like, there's archetypes that, are, you know, there's sister, there's brother, mm-hmm. there's mom, there's dad, there's friend, there's, you know, who would you, and there's been movie premises about this where people are like hired groomsmen, maids of honor. I who would you hire? I know what I would do.
Okay, you go first, because I think I know what I would do, but I just want to, like, I need two more seconds.
I'm hiring a grandma, okay? I'm hiring an older woman, and she's going to come late, leave early. She's going to come after the cocktail party. I don't want to deal with an old woman at a cocktail party. She's got to be with a walker, okay? And she comes in, and they go, Grandma, you know, Nana Fried is here. She made it to her grandson's, and she comes in, and we have a big moment, and I dance with her like you would dance with a grandma to, like, a slow song, and I look like the, and then I bring her to the car to go home. So now I get caring grandson credit, the friends crying. All my grandparents are dead, but I get that moment where I get to look like, you know, good grandson. So that would be my payday.
That's good.
And then she gets up the strength to dance with me. She throws the walker aside. She goes, no, I'll dance with my grandson. And then we dance and we give a hug. And then she goes, I got to go to bed. And I bring her to the car. She's gone. Don't have to deal with her again.
The thought that went into that, chef's kiss. Wow. I was like, He might do this.
I get all, you know, there's people on the sidelines. Wow, he's just such a good grandson. They had such a relationship. And then, like, my brothers walk around like, Nana's been dead for 10 years. People find out, who's that old woman?
Yeah. That's
right.
Okay. All right. That's a really good one. Wow. And honestly, you would get major points for that.
Right. All her friends. Look like, oh, my God. He's so good to his grandma. Look at this. And which is a stupid thing. Like, there's nobody that's like,
the bar is so
right.
Low.
Like who's mean to their grandma? Hey, wrinkles, get the fuck off the dance floor. Like, no one's a mean grandson, right. You know. So, what would you do? Do you
have? Okay, so I think, I think I would do either the photographer or a cater waiter, like one of the, like the hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
And I would have them like be over the top acting, but what I'd have them do is go around and get info about what people are saying about
ooh,
me.
Ooh, like, undercover.
Do you like her dress?
Right.
Like, what did you think of the wedding? Like giving, sort of like an undercover thing, finding out what people are saying about the wedding.
Right, I like
so
that.
So I have that like locked down. Like, if you hear somebody talking about like, oh, her dress was just like, I want to know who's saying it.
Right, I like that. Okay.
I think that's what I would do, which is like so toxic, but I want to know who I invited to my wedding and is talking shit about me at my wedding.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So now we go to Micah and Kwame's wedding. They both say yes. Shocker of the century.
I mean, this was when I yelled at the TV. This is when I was like,
this is when you yelled?
I could not believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speechless. What? How did we get to this point? I'm so confused on how we even got, because I was like, there's no way Kwame likes this girl.
Then Kwame and her are like together talking after they both said yes, and they're having this moment. She's like, you're my husband. Say it. It was like, I was like annoyed with her at the moment of her doing this. And like Kwame, like, yeah, it just looked like someone... Mm-hmm. You know, that someone who was like trying, you know what it felt like? A wedding that you knew wasn't going to be long term. Have you ever been to a wedding where you knew they were going to break up?
Yes.
Right. This is what it felt like. It felt like I was at a wedding where I know they will get divorced. I know this won't be long term, but we're going to dance. We're going to eat the food. We're all going to be actors here. We're all going to be Kwame's sister. We're going to act like this is... for real, and that's it, you know. So,
well, okay. So, all right. Would you rather, sort of like be in Kwame's position? Would you rather say yes at the wedding, and look like the good guy,
right,
but still get divorced in the end, or say no at the wedding and look like the bad guy, and then? But at least you're not married.
Kwame's doing what I would do, but I would wish to do what Paul did. I am not strong enough to do what Paul did. I am what Kwame did is what I would do. Kwame looked like he was running out the clock. Like he was just get me to the end of this thing and then we'll break up afterwards. We'll have a nice time tonight and we'll give back the gifts, keep the receipts. We're not going to be keeping the toasters.
Or the rings,
right? The rings. I just felt like Kwame was running out the clock, and I would do what Kwame did, and that's not something I'm proud of. But I would also wish I could be Paul, but I'm a Kwame. You know, what would you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I said this. I sort of talked about it last episode, where it was like, if you just sort of envision it as like, this doesn't have to last forever. Like, there's no like. You know, I mean, yes, you're signing a contract and being like, these are my vows, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But like, people get divorced all the time. Like, this isn't, you might as well do it. Like, you were together for six, you know, a month or two. Like, just do it and like, get out.
Nobody cares that you wasted their Saturday 2 months later. They do care on the Saturday that you wasted.
Yeah.
I would be so mad. If I drove out there, took the day off, brought a gift, got dressed, got together, and I'm like, now I'm sitting, we can't even go dance. Like, Paul ends it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
they said no.
It's not like Paul and Micah leave and then they go, okay, well, we got a band here and we got some food. We might as well use it. Like, no, everyone leaves.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about
that. At least
that
with Kwame.
Yeah, nobody's staying.
Right, there's a little bit of respect for Kwame being like, cut the cake. Who the fuck cares? We'll have a Saturday. I'm ending this in a month anyways.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're saying this not knowing if they're still together. We have no idea. We have no prior information. Both of us are literally here, watch their wedding, and we're assuming it doesn't work out still. Like, that's how little we trust this relationship.
I do not believe this relationship.
And so there's one last thing before we move on to Micah and Paul, which is we're kind of starting to wade into right now. There's been a lot on social media about Chelsea's jewelry. Okay? I watch this show very differently than I do The Bachelor. If I had watched this the way, and I might do a live stream. I'm actually thinking about doing a live stream of the final episode. I would have zoned in on her jewelry. Now that I've been told about it, I can't take my eyes off of it. She is wearing, I don't know, so I, as an idiot dude, I don't know the rules. Mm-hmm. Like I remember I dated a girl and she told me, like, you know, if you show cleavage, you go, you wear pants. If you wear a short skirt, you go modest up top. I've heard,
you got to balance.
There's certain rules that I don't know. Even as I explain this, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. I'll get a DM. No, you can wear whatever, whatever.
No, yeah, you can, but you're right. There's like, even like in casual clothes, if you wear a tiny top, you usually wear baggy pants.
Sure.
Or if you wear small pants, big top.
There are these
like the
rules
biker
out
shorts
there.
And the big t-shirt. Yeah,
right. So Chelsea, seemingly, I don't know the jewelry rules, but it seems like she's just wearing everything.
Yeah, she put it all on.
Like she doesn't.
She was just like, you know what? I'll do all of them.
So it's been made fun of. And then people have made fun of her jewelry. They're like, the earrings are crazy. The necklaces are crazy. She's at her wedding. She's wearing these huge flower-like earrings. And then it comes out that she's actually friends with someone who started a jewelry company. And this is why, I guess, the whole season she has been wearing this kind of tchotchka-looking jewelry.
Tchotchka.
And we have the Instagram account of the jewelry maker.
Yeah.
And we will plug it because, listen, it wasn't for me, but I don't think it was worn. To defend Chelsea, I don't think these were wedding jewels to be worn, but I would love to hear your opinion.
Well, okay, so I'm looking. I'm currently on the Instagram account right now, and I'm looking at the set. Like, it's definitely giving bridal. Like,
is
all
it?
The tagged photo. Like,
yeah
like
right.
The Instagram account is very bridal looking, but it's for, I mean, a very also specific kind of girl. Like, this is a perfect Chelsea.
I mean,
move.
So we'll
like,
give
it
the
has the flowers, the pink, the ethereal looking stuff. But then the thing is like with these kind of statement pieces, again, I'm
statement.
Not a huge fashionista.
Just to call it statement pieces, you are judging it without judging it. It is statements are being made. You know, these are living out loud pieces. These are. I mean, we'll give the Instagram handle because I do believe any press is good press. We're not saying good or bad. We're just saying, I don't think it matched the moment to me. I don't think she had to wear the necklace with the earrings, with the this. It's at Shop Moss, and they have a following, and it's at Shop Moss on Instagram. And one of the tagged posts is of Chelsea wearing what she wore at the wedding.
It's just like, it. Sort of going back to the statement thing, it's like the 2007 like big chunky statement necklaces that like us girls wore,
right?
Like that had like the massive like emerald jewels around and like a spider web, but on like everywhere on your ears, on your neck, on your.
Kay, is it every woman's worst nightmare that one of their friends starts making jewelry?
I mean, yeah. Because then you, because even like if I meet people and they're like, oh my gosh, can you, like I started this thing, can you help me with my social for it? Or you, can you like, maybe if I send you some stuff, can you post about it? And I'm like, like, sure.
Right. I guess.
Like, I don't know if, like, I could never post about this. You could never catch me in this.
I would say the best part of being a man, and there's a lot of good things to being a man. But I will never have a friend approach me over Instagram or Facebook letting me know they're starting a jewelry company and they would love for me to come to their apartment to their first showing where I see, you know, the gimp they have made with their lanyards.
The MLM that they started.
Right.
Like the pyramid scheme, the Mary Kate. Just come over.
Right.
And we'll try some on.
This is the beauty of being a man. And Chelsea was obviously put in a position where her friend was like, I have this jewelry company. I would love for you to wear it at your Netflix taped wedding. So you have a hypothetical. Your friend starts a horribly designed fashion brand and needs you to support it while on the show. Rank these brands in level of support on the show without mentioning that you're supporting a friend's brand, because Chelsea never says these are so-and-so's things. But so now Chelsea just looks like she wears big flower statement pieces at her wedding. So, okay. So from first to last, what would you rather? Jewelry, wedding dress, athletic wear, hats, shoes, makeup, bags, scrunchy, jeans. Which of those would be the one that you would most want to represent your friend on the show? Like, I guess, no, there's too many to rank. But are there,
which I would?
Which one would you be like, oh, thank God? Because I think, to me, wedding dress is probably the worst one, because that's the most dead on piece. I don't think Chelsea saw, I think when Chelsea was asked to wear the jewelry, she's like, oh, I'll wear it on one of the days, and then they're like, the wedding's coming. I don't think she saw the repercussions of a jewelry company being like, well, you of course will wear it at the wedding. And she's like, oh, fuck.
The biggest day of your life.
Right. Right.
On national TV.
Right.
I would probably do makeup.
Really? Well, makeup could end up at your wedding too.
Because I feel like, If I did my own makeup, like if I could use your products, I could do my own makeup with your products. Like,
okay.
I could figure that out somehow. I think I could make most makeup products work, at least to a certain degree. I think, or maybe shoes are tough.
See, I would do scrunchy just because... You'd wear that.
Where would you put it?
Well, you'd wear it in your home, so it just looks like something you wear in your home. You don't have scrunchie. You could say to your friend, "Oh, I wore it in my house, and they didn't really tape us at our house." You know, you'd have an excuse.
Okay, so this is not just the wedding day.
No, you. I'm saying your friend has a brand. She asked you to wear it on the show. Which is the brand you would opt to wear the most because it sucks?
Yeah, I would do scrunchie, I would do makeup, and then maybe a bag.
See, the bag you'd have to wear out, and you have to like put it with stuff. I hear you on bag. I would never do hat. Hat would be a disaster because you don't know if it's like, they're like, no, I'm doing like a big floppy hat. Brunch hat thing, and you're like, oh my god, I have to go in like it's the Kentucky Derby on TV.
Never a hat.
The jewelry, awful. I couldn't do it. I think scrunchy athletic wear, maybe, just because you go on one run, but you know, you do want to look good.
The way it hugs your body is so important,
right?
Like, there's so many athletic brands or just like things that I can see online that I'm like, that would set me on fire. Like, I would see myself in it, and like, as body positive as I am, I would be set on fire. Listen, if I wore that in my head.
We're body positive for other people. That doesn't mean ourselves. So,
like, I'm trying, but
good for you.
Things.
You know.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So now we go to the meat of this show, Micah and Paul. Micah is Mike and Paul, the lead up to their wedding, I'm going to read, I had notes and yeah. I legit, so like they're doing a lot of lead up and I remember watching this and I don't know how you feel. I want to hear how you feel, Kay. But I remember watching the Micah Paul lead up and I'm like, why are they talking so much of the will they, won't they? Didn't it feel like a lot?
Mm-hmm. Felt especially from Paul's side. Like,
right.
He keeps saying, you know, I don't know. Like, would I be sad if her and I weren't together anymore? Yeah, I'd miss her. Like, I don't want to not be with her. And he kept going and saying, like, that would be worse. Or, like, that would, like, I don't want to do that. And then Micah seemed very insecure about this whole thing, but the episodes leading up, it seemed like they were the sure thing. Like Paul was like, we can't go 5 minutes without seeing each other. Like I'm in the bathroom and she's like, I miss you.
I actually wrote down the producers did too much before we got to the vows because I thought they were like, we got to add some filler here. Like that's what I thought. And mm-hmm. and they were, cause I was like, I was with you leading up. I was like, Paul and Micah just seem like they've like, it seems like they've decided on this. And then it seems like they're like good together. It seems like when they're together, they feel right. And then Paul kept going to like his dad and that was his stepmom, right?
Nope. The blonde is Paul's mom.
But Paul's dad was there with another woman.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
And they looked, Paul's dad and stepmom looked like millionaire parents who have never hugged their son. Like, they literally couldn't look more like the Howells from Gilligan's Island. Like, it was just very like, oh, do what you might, whatever you do, son. Like, it was very...
We didn't even see him leading up, did we? I think we only met Paul's mom.
Right. And then, so they kind of just show up and felt like every time Paul talked to his dad, it was like a producer was like, hey, say something about what you're dealing with right now. Like, it felt like Paul and Micah were like the producer's puppets that they were like, hey, we need some shots of you saying... I might say yes, I might say no, and the logical versus the romantic. And I was actually getting tired of it. I was like, this is stupid. They're just going to get married.
Yeah, just let them do it and be done with it.
Right.
Come on, let's
I don't need the science versus romance of Paul's life. This theme is running its course for me. And then Micah, at one point, she says to her friends and family, first of all, Micah's miserable friend is there. Friend.
Shelby.
It is unbelievable also the difference between the female conversation Micah was having with all her girlfriends and the male conversation that Paul was having with all his guy friends. Did you notice a difference?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think... Women and men have very different experiences when it comes to the wedding day. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's in their head about it. But I think the girls, they're more worried about Micah's more worried about being embarrassed. And Paul's worried about what the fuck am I doing with my life?
But even the opinions that the women would give, like there was one point where like Shelby, the miserable friend, she does like a thing. She goes, let's not even touch what he wears. Like it comes up that Paul dresses badly.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, we won't get into that. And it's like, I can't even believe. And you saw with the men, and something I noticed is the men, they want no responsibility for pushing Paul one way or another. Men don't want to get involved. We want to back away. We are not. And again, there's good and bad to this. The bad is men generally don't have very depthy conversations about their relationships, generally don't have very depthy, conversations about will they, won't they, all this stuff. But also the good of it is on your wedding day, your friend is like, I'm happy for you. You need this good, let's all have a toast and drink. And they say a lot of like surface level things. And that's kind of what you need on your wedding day. The idea that Shelby, the miserable friend, is sitting there going, don't even get me started. You know my opinion is like, you're out of your fucking mind.
I mean, I want to know who's talking shit about me on my wedding day. And if my friends who are in my bridal party.
Right. That's right. The paid actress should be Cousin Rhonda. You know, and Cousin Rhonda
today's
goes.
Today's not the day.
Right.
Today's not the day where it's like, well, I told you so. Or like, are you sure you want to do this? No, babe,
no,
we're here.
We're here.
We're doing it.
That was the thing. And then there was a point where Micah says, I need him to show me that he is down for this. It was interesting to me because, I mean, the big plot point in the will they, won't they is Micah sets up, I need him to show me he's excited to do this so that I can say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a debatable point because then we get to, will you take Paul? And Micah says, I'm going to give that to Paul. He can go first. And that is, to me, first of all, it isn't fair that the woman has to go first every time. There should be some sort of coin flip. You know, we should, you know, every season.
Switch her up.
Every season. First season, the women had to say it first. I don't know. There needs to be something built into this where, you know, the person who is asked first gets asked first. But you would say a healthy relationship doesn't need one person to go first for the other to give their answer. But the minute you say, if he likes me, I like him, is the minute there's no maturity in this relationship and Micah is putting Paul in a position to have to call off a wedding and she gets to be victim Micah. So I do think it's crazy for there. I think Paul will get a lot of the blame. And in that moment, he has to be the one who's calling it off. But you're also the other way around. You're the guy who has to say, let's do it forever. And now it's all on you. So
And you have to either make it last forever.
Right.
Or when the breakup happens, then it's a whole like statement on social media.
Right.
And that like. You know,
Paul said he wanted to marry me.
When you're going
to
call it off.
Right. Uh-huh. Like, well, Paul. And it's to me like you've basically shown us that this isn't a partnership. I thought there was a would you rather built into this of like that. I was thinking as I'm watching it going, if my wife, my fiance said, I want you to answer first before I answer. That would be reason enough for me to call the whole thing off.
Yeah. Yeah, that when she said that, I was like, oh, come on, girl. Like, in front of everyone, like all the, I hated when she said that because I think she, you're right. She didn't want to have to take this blame. But at the same time, he was going to say no anyways.
Well, that's the thing.
So,
well,
but she didn't want to be embarrassed. It's again with the embarrassment factor. Like, we don't want to, I think, at least from my opinion, you can tell me if I'm wrong. Women are more worried about the embarrassment
of
the whole thing. And the guy is more worried about the repercussions of when he, like, what happens if it's a no?
Well, it's like a symptom, not the, it's like a symptom thing. It's not the actual problem. Like, the idea that, like, I know we're on this show and the game of the show is you get to the altar and you yes or no. I can't believe, like, to me, it's like, I agree. It's like when you cancel a date and the woman, I've canceled dates and the woman will text you, I knew you were going to cancel. I've had that feeling all day. It's like, then why didn't you fucking text me? You know, like, you could have, you knew. Let's just talk it out then. You're obviously turned off by my behavior. Why at no point did Micah, who goes, I knew it. And I'm like, listen, I'm taking the guy's side on this. And I do think Paul, like, is equal. I just think Paul's going to get a lot of the blame when I think it's kind of 50-50, 60-40 Paul to Micah. Because if you knew, then go to him before. Be like, I'm feeling off. What the hell is going on with us?
That's my issue with the, especially with the Micah thing and her telling him to go first. But the fact that she was like, you know, I knew you were going to do this. I never felt safe from the beginning. So it's like, then what? Then you should have just said no.
Right.
When they asked you, then like you should have been the one to say no. Because that's
I know that, right. No, you're totally right. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I never felt safe. That line, you go, well, if that's the case, own your feelings. Like it is.
Yeah,
you're totally right. And he goes and chases her, and then she gets to have her big speech of like, I never felt safe, and I, you know, and he's not there for me. And she even says, if he had said yes, I would have said yes. It's like, who wants to get married that way?
No, yeah. Like, we should both want to say yes, both of us individually, not just because the other one was doing it. Like,
right.
This is not Rose and Jack. Right. You jump, I jump. The fuck?
If I'm Paul, I'm going around to, like, everyone there apologizing. Like, hey, sorry. Like, we're... And if I'm Rose and Jack, if I'm Paul and Micah, if I'm Paul and Micah, the move is we will now leave in separate Chevy Tahoes. We will go home. Everyone here have fun. Who, you know, let me know who bangs miserable Shelby. You know, like.
No one.
I mean, Shelby even looks. She's like, I didn't get drunk enough for this. Shelby is the type of friend who thinks she is entertaining and that we're laughing with her, but we're actually laughing at her and feel bad for her. Like when she said, I'm
bad for her.
Well, when she said, I'm not
like,
right. I guess I don't feel bad. I'm like, I don't,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Like she's the one that says, I'm just sarcastic. It's like, no, you are an asshole. No one gets your humor because it's not humorous. You're missing the mark. Shelby, full grin on her face, full I told you so grin when Micah's walking out. Like, are you ever talking to Shelby after that again when you have on video her laughing when you got turned down at the altar? Are you?
That is like the lowest friend. Like, I think the only reason she's friends with Shelby, Micah's friends with Shelby now, is because they were friends prior.
Right.
Like, they've been friends their whole life, so she feels like she has to keep her in her life just because she's been there for that long. If they had met in person now, I don't think they would be friends.
It was insane to me. I can't believe this. To me, I'm sorry to gender this, but and what you're saying rings very female to me. Because I go... The idea that you're keeping someone in your group that you're actively, I guess, competing with so that you can see them during the competition at their best and their worst. It feels very TV and cliche, but it seemed to be playing out right in front of us. It was as if Shelby, when Micah got left at the altar, when they said no, her face looked like she was going, point Shelby. Like it didn't, like, it,
yes.
You know?
Yes, literally, like, I knew it. Like, did everybody know that? Like, looking around to make sure everybody knew that she's the one who said it.
Right.
Like, that's gross. I mean, sure, her friend is truly humiliated, was said no to at the altar.
Absolutely.
Biggest day of her life. And she's grinning. Get the fuck out of here.
Here's another side note to the whole thing. These Love is Blind weddings are so sparsely attended that they look like it's people waiting at a bus station for a wedding. Can they take out a couple seats? Why do they always look like there's always one
that
guy?
Is so funny.
There's always one guy sitting alone with his hand over the top of the chair, just like he's like
in his own row, right. Being like, nailed it, right. Scored big. On my Delta flight, I'm the only one in my row of three.
Right. Isn't it weird?
It is really weird. I don't know why they don't fill up, or at least this is when you pay the actors.
Right. Right. Seat
this
fillers.
This is when you get an actor.
I would want seat fillers. It's actually uncomfortable watching it. Like, I feel, you know, like those satisfaction videos. Like, it is the most unsatisfying thing in the world to me to watch these Love is Blind weddings with empty rows. Like, I know, listen... I wouldn't show up to a wedding where maybe they don't get married and maybe we don't dance also. So I get it.
I know. But to watch it happen in real time, might be there. I might be there for that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. There is something.
Not that I would laugh like Shelby. I would.
I would be. Okay, so would you rather? You are a paid, or not paid. Would you rather a audience member at the after the final rose Dome of the Undateable? You're in the Dome of the Undateables, or you're at one of the four weddings, you know, at Love is Blind, and you know that one of the four will end in a no. So there's a chance you might just be at a fun wedding or a no. What are you doing? The would you rather is, to restate it, because I want to make sure it's clear. The would you rather is you're an audience member at After the Final Rose, or you have to go to all four Love is Blind weddings. So you got to take up four weekends, but you'll get four fun weddings, or you might get a couple drama moments where you get to watch someone say no at the altar, which is also fun, but you got to take up four weekends.
I think, the four weekends is really hard.
That's the hard part, because I do think the more entertaining thing is the wedding, the food. You can see what they chose. You can see what their hors d'oeuvres are. You can really judge. It's a buffet of judgment to go to four weddings. And also you get to watch someone say no at the altar, which is like a life dream of mine. Now that you mention it.
It is. So, okay. I unfortunately think, because I think if it wasn't for like the four weekends and the fact that I would have to have four different outfits. Right. Like, I'm planning for this weekend, and I'm in a full, like, panic attack.
I can't imagine what you're going through.
3 days of outfits that nobody cares.
Right. I can't imagine. I mean, you and Micah are having the toughest weekend, I think.
The toughest, like, the decisions. But, like, having four different outfits for four weddings, I think I might have to do Bachelor, just because it's in one big sitting. Mm-hmm. Like bang it all. It might be 12 hours, but at least we're doing it
one night,
getting it all done in one day,
right?
One night. I don't have to like move around. I can wear sort of more casual clothes.
Fair.
And there's probably still some sort of drama, but at the same time, damn that the altars. I'm getting fed at the weddings though too.
Right. Maybe hook up with Shelby who gets too drunk. Right.
Yeah.
There's something.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's tough.
I think I'm still going to go with Bachelor, I think. What about you?
I'd probably still go to the Dome of the Undateables just because of the live studio audience, because of my connect. Mm-hmm. But I am with you.
Those are your people.
Those are my people. And it's really the 4 days. So I guess that's what. But I do think being at one of the Love is Blind weddings would be a fantastic giveaway that they should do.
Yes, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right, and people go to other people's wedding they don't know all the time. People go to like check out the band. You can just walk, you know, people go to weddings to see how it looks. So this does happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on. I mean, the last two weddings we can kind of glide through a little bit because there wasn't much drama other than Brett and Tiffany. I mean, It's the exact opposite of Kwame and Chelsea, the vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like the being like absolutely sure, like both of the, I knew there was no doubt in my mind that they were going to say yes. Like I knew they were going to say yes.
But even the way the parents came in, the way, you know, the moms were, you know, the dad and Brad have this like, you know, it wasn't the sister being like, oh my God, we love you. Like, it was like a more real conversation, the dad with Brett. You know,
He asked for the permission.
Right. And
which none of the other guys did.
I think Zach might have. I'm not sure. But I just, theirs was like normalcy. You know, like it felt like I was I felt like I was watching the home footage of someone's wedding.
Yeah.
You know? I know.
I'm so happy for them though. Like this is great.
Absolutely. But even the drama, I was bored. But the drama was Brett's suit not fitting well and Brett having a little bit of a temper tantrum about the suit. Then he finds this like heart of gold seamstress that looked like she came out of the hills of a Disney movie. Like, she has an accent for some reason. You know, it's...
I know. The gag about the suit is that there were so many previews leading right. up to this moment, and they always showed Brett being on the wedding day, like, there should be no surprises. And we thought it had to do with the relationship, and it's, no, no. His pants didn't.
Right. I mean...
And he's like, I tried this suit on before. I could have done this myself. I was like, oh, this guy's not chill.
Right.
Things are happening. Like, did they look that bad? I don't even remember if they...
I mean,
did they look that bad?
It's bougie Brett. You know, like, to me, this is like the stuff on the home video that Tiffany will make fun of him forever and we'll all laugh, even though it's not funny. You know, like, again, you said it was boring because it was real. Like, it was like, this is a normal.
I know.
These are the normal drama moments at a wedding. Like, that at the, like, a month later, you're out for dinner with Tiffany and Brett. And Tiffany's like, can you believe how he freaked out about the suit? And you're like, oh my God, he's bougie Brett. And this is why, you know, these are the normal suburban conversations that healthy couples have that aren't very exciting.
Yes. I know.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
So they say yes, they have the perfect day, and we go to Zach and Bliss. Zach, who, I mean, from zero to hero in a certain respect, he starts the day.
I know.
Zach only talks about two things. He talks about his mom being a stripper and the Leanne Womack song, I Hope You Dance. Those are the only things he talks about.
I don't know if I brought this up or not. I'm not sure, but I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. I personally sang that as a solo at my high school, like, last choir show for the seniors. Like, that was my song.
See, this is why you should have been at one of the weddings. You should have been there singing it as Zach and Bliss came out on the dance floor.
So every time I hear them play, like, I cannot help but hysterically laugh because I was like, oh, I sang this as a senior in a high school, like, at my last chorus concert, because hilarious. We were, like, seniors and we were doing, like, our final goodbyes.
Right.
And this was my song.
It is very much a final song, senior year, end of the wedding. It's like a cheesy... I hope you had the time of your life. It is
like, I'm like 18 years old. Like, I don't, as if like I'm
belting it out.
I've lived a whole life.
I hope you dance. Yeah. You're going.
I'm cringing.
Going hard on Leanne Womack. And what I don't know, you know, the budget for this show, but they talked about I Hope You Dance so much that, like, I'm sure the producers were like, okay, we have to end the season with I Hope You Dance, which is what they did.
We got the licensing to this song.
Right, because it's, you know, music licensing isn't easy. And you could tell that, like, it's expensive. They use a lot of music that, like, it's, like, kind of, like, adjacent to a song you think you've heard before. For them to go and get Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance, they really noticed that this was, like, a theme of the season. He brought it up so many times that they were like, we have to get it.
That was the only thing they actually had in common.
Right. The only thing. He brought it up so many times. It was like, it was getting crazy.
It was either that or the fact that Bliss wanted to be on the moon when she was 60 years old. Like, that was the one fact that he knew about her, that he had to mention to her entire family and to his family.
Well, it was like what gave him, it seemed like Zach put so much weight on, this is why this experiment works. We connected on this one thing. And he does bring up their breakup at the altar, which brings up a very good would you rather. If everyone in the crowd knows you've broken up and gotten back together, do you have to acknowledge it at the altar, or would you rather it just be unsaid?
being unsaid. Like, why would Zach? It's the whole thing with. I guess he had to bring it up, like when he was talking to Bliss's mom when he met them. He was, and she was like, "Okay, so we're getting into it." And he's like, "Yeah, we might as well. They're gonna find out anyway, so he might as well say it." But he did not have to bring that up at the altar. That's like just like opening the wound back up just a little bit more.
Right.
Because that could start a fight in any other situation. But he thinks in his mind that he is this, like, we made it. This is this, like, big testament to their love that they made it through all of this. And it's like, you still didn't have to bring, like, we know.
No man should ever be in charge of the love story. It should all go to the, let the wife handle, they should have coached each other up. She should have been like, here's the story we're going with. We're leaving out the part where the evil woman you brought to Mexico that you proposed to. Yeah, like, how about we leave that part out? We know what happened. No one's lying. But, like, Zach needed it seems like Zach is, like, too cocky with his own storytelling ability. He's very I went to law school guy. And I went to law school guy isn't going to be told how to tell the story. I get up in court. I know how to, you know, sing a tale. And it's like, no, dude, you're actually bad at this. You're actually depressing all of us. My dad literally told me not to come down the aisle with you before I got here. And you're not helping that.
No.
Bliss's dad might be the worst confidence coach I'd ever seen at a wedding in my entire life. What did you think of? He kept going. Bliss's dad and Zach are kind of made for each other. They can't shut the fuck up about things you shouldn't bring up at a wedding.
Like, as they're getting ready to walk down, he's about to walk her down the aisle. He's like, just don't settle. Like, wanting her to just not even walk down the aisle. Just kept going. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, she's getting ready to... You have like T-minus 30 seconds until you're handing her away and you're saying, don't settle, like, and making jokes about Zach and like their relationship and calling it bullshit. Like, this is, I'd be like, you know what? Then you stay back here.
Right. I mean, don't settle. This is it. If you think this is settling, yeah. Like, what are you, I'd be like, what are you saying to me? Like, explain that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was being such a dick and it was like, you're here. It's the same thing as like, we're at the show. Fucking dance at the show. You don't want to be here. Don't come to the party to complain about the party. Come to the party.
Yes.
Put a face on.
Exactly.
Be an actor. You let me know before or you let me know after. We're here.
Yep. I totally agree with you. That is spot on.
It was annoying.
Don't come to the party and complain about the party.
Put on your dance shoes and get on the fucking dance floor and shut the fuck up. I would have looked at him. I wish Blizz had done that. Just looked at him and been like, Hey, shut the fuck up. Walk down this aisle. Kiss me. Tell me I'm a fucking princess. And get on the dance floor. We're having a time. That's what she should have said to her dad.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
I would have loved that.
So we get a yes. They're in love. We have three marriages. We have one no. We've done a bunch of would you rathers. I mean, we could do going in blind. Who did you think would say no and yes?
I mean, Kwame saying yes is
the biggest shock.
I mean, had me vocal during that. I could not believe that was the biggest shock to me.
You know, now that we've talked this out, Kwame's a professional liar. I am very interested to see what the live reunion has in store for Kwame and Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
To let people behind the curtain, Kwame has responded to our DMs here, right?
Yes, I think he has. He's responded to the DMs and, like, wasn't there a... Oh, yeah, because we posted something about Marshall and Chelsea being a good couple or something
right.
like that.
And he was like, oh, you guys, LOL. Like, it seems like there's more to this story that's coming, is what it felt like.
Definitely more. I'm excited to see what happens.
We didn't acknowledge Marshall showing up to Brett and Tiffany's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that moment, to go back for a second? Because Marshall at first is like, you know, he does kind of the sad dude thing where it's like my, you know, heartbroken dude at a wedding. Like, he could have used the same pep talk that Bliss's dad got. Like, hey, this ain't about you. And he did say, he goes, it's not about me. This is about your special day. But it is cool to see Brett and Marshall have this, like, friendship.
I agree. I was, but Marshall, maybe Marshall's in the position where he got invited to all four weddings and he only went to
that. Right. He just wanted to go to the good one.
He's like, you know what? Let me just go to one.
Right.
See what happens. But I did think that was sweet that he showed up, because I bet, you know, he was really invested into his relationship. And I think it would be really difficult to go to, you know, a friend's wedding when you should have been getting married, you know, the next week, and right. your relationship kind of blew up. Seeing that, not that like you want to see your friend unhappy, but it would be hard for sure. What did you think about it?
I thought it was nice. It was nice to see him. He did have like the puppy dog face of like, it did feel a little bad for him. I think it's also got to be embarrassing the way it ended, where you have this like, you know, I think for your manhood, which whatever that means, like, I men are built on ego a lot, no matter how soft, you know, no matter how like in touch with their emotions as Marshall seems to be, you still have an ego. And when a woman tells you, you know, you're not tough enough for me, that sucks. And his backstory was his dad saying the kind of similar things to him. So, it's almost weird, and I'm sure there's a therapist out there who could speak to this, and I could not, but like, it's weird that you go after the thing that you're trying. It's like he's still trying to convince his dad that he's a tough guy. He's still going after women who want a tough guy. It all kind of there's a thematic thing going on that you kind of feel bad for. So I'm sure he's sitting there being like, I'm sure it's a little embarrassing in a way, even though it shouldn't be.
Oh, yeah. I would feel the same way. It's, you sort of feel like, a failure, I mean, for lack of a better word.
Right, this thing that I seem to have trouble with my whole life is still haunting me. I guess so to go back to who did I think would say yes or no, again, Paul saying no and Micah handing off the question, to me, are equally crazy. They're made for each other in this sense. I just think they're equally crazy. So getting people together for a wedding that you might say no to, that's when you say no before you go to that wedding and you make sure everyone stays home. I can't understand it. What did you think?
Because you think you would know. I just can't get up. You would know that you were like, you're going into this. You know before that day that what you're going to say. You have to.
Like, I guess there's no way. The same could be said to like, I guess the feedback would be like, I moved in with a significant other and then it didn't work out and moved out. Like, some would say, why would you move in if you weren't sure? And it's like, well, things happen along the way and, you know, you grow, you know, you figure things out as they go. A wedding is yes or no. You know, like, I don't know. I don't think they're the same. So I don't know.
Another reason why I'm not spending $50,000 on flowers for somebody hear me say yes or no.
Right. No.
Excuse me? No.
Okay. So let's do alarming or disarming. This is name one thing you saw and debate whether or not it's a red flag or not. So what did you have?
I said, say it's your wedding day and you find out that your significant other is having, you know, a freak out over their outfit. Like, like there's something, you know what I mean? Like they're having a meltdown over what they're wearing or having some sort of, not chill moment.
See, I would assume that whoever I'm marrying is a pain in the ass, and it would be a red flag if I heard that everything went okay and there was no meltdown. That's more a red flag than I like the idea that you were just chill the whole time. Are you even nervous? Do you even care?
Yeah. It's like, are you sure they didn't? Everything was fine.
Right.
Oh, all right. That's weird, but fine.
Went without a hitch, huh? Uh-oh. You sure we're talking about the same?
You're questioning whether you should get married.
Maybe I'll say no. Maybe I'll pull a Paul.
I think I would probably be the one who's throwing the fit about my outfit. So.
Right. You'd be mad. It's a red flag. It's like, wait, that's my job. I need to be the.
Yeah. I was like, But I'm supposed to be the one that
right.
the focus is on. Like, just for attention, I would do it.
Love it.
Just to make sure everybody knew that it was my wedding.
I need to have the biggest freak out.
Bridezilla.
So, okay, your fiance is wearing insane earrings, but she says it's her friend's earring company. Is that a red flag?
Yeah.
It is.
I'm even thinking from like, if I were with a guy and he had on, maybe it was like a bow tie, which I think is equal. So right. the man's bow tie, the woman's jewelry. I think that's like an equal sort of a comparison. So if he had on like a bow tie with like ducks on it or something
right.
while we were out, but it's his friend's company, I'd be like, absolutely fine.
Right. I guess there's an element. The red flag is like, who comes first here? Like, is,
right.
is it's our wedding and you have put aside our wedding to pimp this ridiculous jewelry that I have to be seen in pictures with the rest of my life as well. I have to deal with my mom going, where the fuck are those earrings from? My brother going, why is she wearing a statement necklace and statement earrings and statement pearls in her hair? Right. I this is a problem.
Too many things.
A lot of
I agree.
Statements.
It's like the photos. That's what you, man, that's forever.
Right.
The photos are forever. The marriage might not be, but the photos are.
Absolutely. Who do you think is still together?
I think Tiffany and Brett are still together.
I agree.
There's no way they're not.
There's no way. I'm with you. And then I had some... Oh, go ahead.
I saw a picture of Brett and Cameron from the first season.
Really?
Who married Lauren. I saw a picture of them on Brett's Instagram together, and I was like, these two are in it and are... Like, they were the long-haul people.
Well, Cameron... And Lauren, don't they have a podcast together, or am I?
Lauren has a podcast with Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
That's who, yeah.
But,
with our old friend.
Yeah. I know. She has a podcast with Chris Burns, but they're still together. I remember when that first season came out finally on Netflix, they had already been married for like a year and a half.
Right.
Like it was a late release.
It came out way after. And Brett.
I think they've been married for like 4 years now.
Right. They're, it works. I mean, Brett and Cameron, both very tall, I think, right? I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're both very tall. Same type of guy. Like exactly like the personality.
See, I would like to see if they did an all tall season of Love is Blind. Maybe that's, we keep going with the experiment. Maybe this only works for tall men. We don't know.
Good.
Okay, so I had a couple questions for you.
All right.
Does this show make you want a country barn style wedding?
I mean, it's beautiful. Like, it's really pretty, but I'm like the worst person when it comes to wedding stuff because I...
But did it tempt you?
Simple.
Did you see it and go...
It could... I really liked the... I did think the backdrop of it was like really beautiful. And I liked how intimate it was. It wasn't too over the top, but enough to make it look beautiful, which I think if I were to have a wedding, it would be not barn style, like barnyard style. Barnyard style? Or is it just country barn?
Country barn style. That was how I would describe.
Is it barnyard style, like if there's hay on the ground?
I mean, listen, you're not far away from what these looked like. I where they had the reception, where they had the ceremony, hated it. Where they had the dancing, loved it.
I know.
Opposites. I didn't like where they had the aisle, but that might be because there's so much rain. I think rain is a factor in the Washington state.
You need the sun. You need the sun. Like, just have it inside.
Right.
We don't need to do it outside in Seattle.
No, we don't. Like, really, really crazy. Gambling. Yeah, this is...
She was walking... Who was it? Tiffany was walking down the aisle with an umbrella.
Yeah, get that out of here.
Honestly...
Do it inside.
Like, I would rather not do it.
Right.
I'd wait. I'd be like, we're holding until the rain stops because what the fuck?
No. Yeah. Well, this is, listen, if you're on the beach and it's raining, it's one thing. There are places to go at this barn, whatever. Okay. So now there were ministers of the peace. Everyone had their own minister of the peace doing the vows. Some were high energy. Some were more low energy. Would you rather high energy minister of the peace or low energy minister of the peace?
I want to know your answer first.
I want a low energy.
Not me being Micah. Micah. Like, it'd be better for us if you answered first.
Low energy minister of the peace. I hate a high energy minister of the peace. I don't need a clown. I don't need Patch Adams. I don't need I don't need Waka Waka. Guess who's getting married? I don't need high energy. I want a simple, easy, elegant, let's move through this. Let's get to the cocktail hour. What do you think?
Oh, you see, I would be hiring you.
Oh, okay.
You will be doing our, what is it called? Who's the person? What's their name?
The minister of the peace. Like the vow.
Officiant.
Officiant. You're right. That's what it is.
I want a full show.
You want a show?
I want it to be funny. If I'm going to bring people here to do all this cheesy I love you stuff, I need some comic relief because I feel like it'd be the ticket. Like I would love a little bit of a show.
Okay. I'll be calling
you in the next 10 years.
I put my phone on do not disturb. If I see a call, I'll think about it until I call you back. I'll think of my excuse. Okay. Now my last question, and this is specifically to Love is Blind. How do you feel when they bring up the pods during the vows? Would you want that brought up or not brought up?
I guess it depends on how it is brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think, that's how their relationship started.
I know.
So it's like, if you met on a dating app, I guess but you don't have to bring up the fact that you met on a dating app at your wedding.
Right.
But it could be some sort of...
You know, Kay, you bring up the best point because I didn't think of the corollary to the dating app. If I'm at a wedding and I hear someone say the word, do a joke about Hinge, I cringe. I cringe in the same way at any mention of the pods. But you're right. It is their love story. It has to be. You're literally on a show as they do this. But anytime I hear them talk about the pods when they're up at the altar, I hate it. I hate it. I don't know what it is.
It's like the Hinge prompt that's like, we can tell people we met at Trader Joe's or something instead of or maybe you just don't bring that part up and reference every other part of your relationship. You don't have to bring up how we met because most people know. Again, we don't have to bring it up.
Right. It's not so crazy. But if you were fixed up by an aunt, the aunt would get... I was at a wedding that I fixed up the couple, got no acknowledgement.
Ew.
None.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry. I bring up to their children to this day, I created you. So you're welcome for being here. I'm the reason you three kids are here. So I don't know. So it can be done, no acknowledgement, but I don't know. It's hard to say. Anytime I'm at a wedding and they're like, and Bumble, I'm like, ugh, get out of here. The pods, get out of here.
Sure, that's how you met, but we also don't have to keep calling it an experiment.
No, right.
Up at the altar.
Right.
Experiment.
Get out of here. Well, all right. So listen, fun season. We got one more to go. We're going to do the live on Tuesday. We're going to recap the live reunion, and this was great, Kay, right?
If you think I'm not going to be tuning in after I get back Sunday night from Coachella, I'm going to be laying in bed at the wee hours of the morning waiting to rewatch your live stream on Instagram story.
I might have to do a live stream of this episode.
I think this is the moment.
Well, I was going to either do, but I guess I could do a short one because you don't have to do Tiffany and Brett too much. You don't have to do my Bliss and Zach too much. You could do the other one. Well, we'll see. But listen, until next time.
Yes, we will. Our live reunion episode will be out next Tuesday. Make sure you tune into the episode on Sunday live just in case. And until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. I am at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free. Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.